Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
All right, here we go. This one is the four buyer archetypes. Speak their language, close more deals. So that's what we're talking about today. So here's the setup. Every buyer you meet sends out a signal, their pace, their tone, their posture, and questions. The problem is most salespeople are tuned to their own frequency, not the one of the buyer. So when you learn to tune into your buyer's frequency, you stop talking past them and start resonating with them. That's when selling stops feeling like convincing and starts feeling like connection. So in this episode, you know, so a bit of context here. I know there are a ton of personality studies, assessment tools out there. There's the DISC method, the Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, you name it. There's a ton of them. The Kolbe score. They all have their place. But let's be real. When you're standing in a homeowner's living room, you don't have time to run a whole psych profile on somebody. So you have to be able to recognize it very quickly. So in this episode, what I'm going to do is we're going to simplify it all down to something you can actually use in real time. So I'll show you how to identify the four different buyer archetypes within the first minute and speak their emotional language that's going to build instant trust and instant rapport. So by the end of this episode, you're going to know exactly how to adjust your energy, pacing, and focus for your buyer, because sales isn't about being the best talker, it's about being the best translator. So that is what we are going to get into today. But before we do, a couple quick announcements, and I want to know what's in your cup today. So let's start with what's in your cup so we can toast this episode together. I just finished up my, I'm doing some meal replacement shakes because I am on a big cut right now. So as you all know, I'm working on giving myself the gift of abs for Christmas. What are you doing to increase your health goals? Are you moving that needle forward? I hope you are. So I am, I'm hydrating today. I've got my water in my Close It Now bottle. What's in your cup? Still looking for more beans. Somebody shoot me a recommendation for some coffee beans to try, because I need some new beans. What's really tripping your trigger right now? So whatever you're drinking, let's toast this episode together during your drive time university, and let's get cracking, because I want to get you this content. And it's really exciting when you can start to analyze and recognize what. You know, really quickly recognize who you're talking to. It just becomes so much easier when you're in the home. So everybody grab your cup. Let's toast. 3, 2, 1. All right. So a couple quick announcements and then we'll hop into this content. First of all, if you don't know, well, now you know. I recently wrote a guerrilla marketing guide so you can have consistent leads year round without spending a dime online. You can get your copy of that. It's my gift to you. Go to door2doorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. That's my company. And we are, that's the first thing that pops up. That's what you'll see. Fill out the little form, and you'll instantly be able to download that. It's not long. It's not a book. It's just a handful of pages. I wrote it to give you, spark ideas for you. Everything that's in there is things that I have personally done that I've seen success with. But I want you to also think about it in the way of use it to spark ideas so you can come up with these types of methods anywhere you're at. So use it. Think outside the box. How can you be different in your marketplace? So use it for that. And number two is we have almost filled every single spot for the beta test with Door-to-Door Institute. If you would like us to come to your location and schedule appointments onto your calendar using canvassing, which is the lowest cost, highest converting method for growing your business, prospecting. It's not advertising. It's not marketing. It's actually finding business and bringing it to your company. That same website, doortodoorinstitute.com, you can schedule a discovery call with us. There's only a couple spots left in the beta test. The second we've filled that up, there will be no more spots there. We'll still be having this conversation and booking, but we will be past the beta test, which means that the prices are going to go up a little bit. So this is the introductory offer, and I want to get it in front of as many of you as possible so you can start to capitalize on that, one, on that price point, and two, be the first mover in your marketplace to be using canvassing, be using door-to-door. It's developing like crazy. A lot of people are going to be doing it soon because, home improvement has used it for years. The reason they use it is because it works. You need to use it in your HVAC business. So it's specifically for that right now. Once we've grown some, yes, we're going to open up some other verticals, other industries, but right now it's specifically for HVAC. So if that's you and you're struggling with the shoulder seasons, you need more appointments on your calendar, reach out. Let's have a discovery call. See if it might be a good fit for you. All right. Last thing is, yes, I still have a couple appointments left on my one-on-one coaching calendar. I'm limiting those because my bandwidth has definitely expanded with the new company, but I still have a couple spots left if you want to know about one-on-one coaching. So many people across this last 7 years have taken their numbers and multiplied them by proven methods. At this point, it's proven. The data's there. It's the matter of just, will it work for you and will you implement it? Because the minute you implement, everything changes. And your numbers go up. Close rates go up. Average tickets go up. Typically, minimum 20 to 30%. I've had people that have doubled and tripled their numbers. Worked with a guy in an electrician, actually, in Michigan. His close rate went from 30% to 60% while I was there and stayed there for a good while. And so, that's the type of things what we typically see all the time. So reach out, sam@closeitnow.net. Or just go to closeitnow.net and fill out the form and join our Facebook group. Do a ton of different trainings in there. It's a great group, positivity, and to support everybody. So we've got 2,700 people in there now. So go join the Close It Now Facebook group. All right. Last thing is also I do on-site training. So for your company, I'll come out. We'll spend a week together. I'm doing training. I'm doing ride-alongs in the van with your people to get them to the next level as fast as possible. So pretty stoked about that. It's been so, so effective for all the companies that I've worked with across the last 3 years, and it's only growing. So if you want to know about getting me out to your location, also, sam@closeitnow.net, email me, send me a message on Facebook, send me a message on Instagram @therealcloseitnow. You can message me from, just search Close It Now. I'm everywhere. And so let's get your people trained. This is training season. Let's get you ready to drive into the winter season and make some freaking money because it's there. It's waiting for you. You don't realize how much money you're leaving on the table by not having better communication skills. So that is exactly what I help your team do. Whatever your process is, it doesn't matter if you're selling technicians, if you are a tech flip into a advisor role, appointment setters, it doesn't matter, call by call, it doesn't matter what your process is, the communication skills are lacking. I can guarantee you, in every company, they always need help. You might be awesome already, but I can tell you that you will be awesomer with some training. So let's get your team pumped. Let's get the energy up. Let's get you to the next level. So reach out. We'll have a conversation around that and get you guys booked for booking up for 2026 already. So let's get some stuff on the calendar and take your team to the next level. So getting back into the content here, the four buyer archetypes. You know, so it's such an interesting conversation. This is the piece that, you know, we focus so much on scripts so often that we forget that if you're only selling to a script, you're forgetting the most important component, which is the human being you're talking to. So this episode actually came directly from one of my coaching conversations where, you know, the people I'm coaching, they realized they were selling from their own personality instead of their buyer's personality. So every buyer's brain processes trust differently. So when you learn to read that filter, what happens is you can communicate in a way that feels familiar. Familiarity is what builds trust. And so here's how to simplify every personality model into something you can apply right now. So I simplified them into, I read a book years and years ago. It was a really, really short little book. And it made the most sense to me to basically boil all of those different personality styles down into really quick, easy to recognize. So I use colors. Colors are easy. The first one, typically you all know, is the, so let's go through the four. And I'm going to show you what they're motivated by, their core desires, pain triggers, communication styles, and some example language around it. That way you can start to recognize them quicker and then convert to the way and then speak in the language that they understand. This is not about you becoming someone different. It's just about using language as a tool to be able to communicate to them how they hear it in the way that makes the most sense to them. Because it's your responsibility to adjust. Don't expect your homeowner to adjust to the way you communicate. You have to adjust to the way that they communicate. So number one is the red. I'm sure you probably already figured out this is the driver personality. Now, what motivates the driver personality is achievement, control, and efficiency. This is that personality type. Their core desire is to win and stay in control. We know this. Pain triggers are, as you can imagine, delays, hesitation, and wasted time. So this is not the person that you want to drag everything out and make it this huge show. You can still cover your core elements and provide value without, without pissing them off, basically. So in your communication style, number one, you have to be confident. You have to be concise, and you have to be direct. They appreciate this type of conversation. You want to lead with results. You want to lead with ROI. You want to lead with speed. We want to give options, not explanations with this one. So here's an example language. Here's the fastest way to get this result. That's what they care about. What's the bottom line? We don't go straight to the bottom line, but we take them, we lead them to the bottom line so they can understand the value and then make a decision based on the value you've provided. If you can't lead a red, they won't believe you can deliver. So with reds, trust is tied to confidence. Their brain equates certainty with safety. If you sound unsure, the cell is going to die instantly. So here's something that's really important. For that driver personality, you've all had this experience where you go get in the house and, man, they just want to take off. This is the moment you have to take control of the appointment. And when you do it properly, what happens is they recognize, hey, I'm dealing with a professional. And then they will line up behind you and follow your lead if you're confident, certain, and professional. The minute that happens, that's when you have the opportunity to lead them to the close. So that is the red. The next one is the yellow. This is the person who is very community focused, contribution personality. They're motivated by people, they're motivated by relationships, a lot of social proof here. And they're motivated by purpose. So their core desire is to make a positive impact and be part of something bigger. So pain triggers here are disconnection, isolation, and lack of meaning. So your communication style with this person is speak to impact, social, emotional, and environmental. We've all had those clients that you know exactly who I'm talking about. If you've run very many appointments, you know this person. So you need to highlight your company's role in the community. We use words like we, together, let's make a difference. Show them how their purchase helps others and helps the planet. One thing that is very, very common with this type of personality is talking about their carbon footprint. I don't care if you think this is, if it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we say, it matters what they say. So talk about the carbon footprint, talk about sustainability, energy efficiency, shared values, not technical specifications. So example language with this client is, hey, this system doesn't just make your home more comfortable, it's cleaner, more efficient, and better for the environment. So tie in the things that matter to the people you're talking to. Another one is you're going to love knowing that you're saving energy and setting an example for your neighborhood. This is the totally a social proof type of client. So your posture with this client is warm, conversational, people-focused. Yellows don't just want to make a purchase. They want to make a difference. So for yellows, emotion and purpose are really intertwined. When their decision aligns with contribution or environmental good, the buying decision becomes an act of identity. So it's very, very, very much about the identity of this particular archetype, this type of buyer. Now let's get to the fun one. This is the blue personality, the fun party personality. They're motivated by excitement, connection, enjoyment. These are homeowners that love to have parties. They have people over. Their core desire is to have a positive emotional experience. Pain triggers, boredom, monotony, or overly serious presentations. So make sure that you're adjusting accordingly for this person. Communication style. Keep the tone light. Keep it engaging. Story-driven. Use vivid sensory language. Let them laugh, joke, imagine the outcome. It's how you have to handle this type of person. So here's an example of some language for them. So imagine walking in after work and that perfect temperature just hits. It's your new favorite moment of the day. So see how the language shifts with each of these different types of personalities. So with blues, energy is the currency of trust. If they're having fun, you're winning. So make it a fun experience for them. Positive emotional charge creates, so here's some brain science. Positive emotional charge creates some dopamine, which is the brain translates as reward. So when a blue feels good during the conversation, they associate that with the feeling with buying from you. So make sure to make their experience fun. And it's super, super important. And then the green, this is number four. They're the analytical, the engineer personality. Engineers always fall into the green category. They're motivated by facts, proof, and structure. So their core desire is to make the decision based on data. So their pain triggers, here's the pain, ambiguity, keeping things general, or pressure. They do not respond to pressure, and they definitely don't respond to lack of logic. So communication style with this person, slow down, go into serious detail to explain the process, use numbers, reports, case studies. All of this is super important. Eliminate the hype, give clean factual statements. When you're presenting numbers, don't generalize it, be exact with everything with this type of client. So here's some example language on this one. So here's the data from your current system, and here's exactly how we'll improve efficiency by 23% or whatever data you have, use data. Greens don't buy emotionally first. They buy when the facts add up, and then they trust you for validating their logic with the emotion. So it's a different shift, still important to have the emotion in, but they're thinking in terms of logic and facts first, and then the emotion comes in. So greens don't buy emotionally first. So They trust systems over stories. When you show structure and reason, their part of their brain relaxes, giving permission for logic to lead the decision. So that is the green. Next, we're going to get into how, so this is cool, you know, now that we understand each one, but it's like, Sam, how do we spot each buyer type? So that is this next section we're about to get into. All right, so now that we've covered the buyer types, let's get into how we spot them and how to spot them fast. Because realistically, if you know what you're looking for, you can really read 80% of their archetype before you ever start your presentation. So that is going to help you as you give your presentation to know how to communicate in the language they understand. So here's some super quick observational things that you can, that will help you figure out who you are talking to. So the first one is, we'll go back to red, the firm handshake, real short sentences, fast-paced, direct questions. This is the one that most people usually know how to recognize the easiest. The second is, of course, yellow, warm smile, eye contact. They talk about community, what they've been doing, values, purpose, anything like that. It's going to give you a clue into that specific personality type. The third is blue, expressive gestures. They're fast, quick to laugh, energetic tone, social storytelling. Those are talking about events, talking about all of the things that have to do with a fun personality. And then, of course, green is that's your reserved posture, usually a slower tempo. They're going to ask technical questions. They're definitely going to ask about, you know, documentation or proof or reference to things. So the main thing with this is you're not judging, you're listening. Observation builds empathy, and empathy builds cells. So remember that we're just observing so we can know how to communicate. So here's some ways to adapt your energy and your language to match. Because adaption isn't about changing who you are, it's about creating resonance. And so I call it being situationally aware. And so with reds, you want to lead the call. We've got to keep it concise, give confident direction. That is the most important thing you can do with that specific personality type. When you give direction, what happens, and the reason that so many reds typically like to take control of the appointment is because they've never worked with a professional who realistically knew what the heck they were doing. Think about all of the other people in our industry. Most of them are not leaders. They don't give direction and definitely don't give it clearly. So when you do, it actually is relieving to a red because now they understand they're working with somebody who knows what they're doing. There's a professional. And when you take the lead, they will line up behind you. And now they're grateful that they don't have to be the ones to do it. And so that's the red. So you want to lead the call. When I say keep it concise, I don't mean, you know, shortcut your process. But what I do mean is don't overly fluff the communication when you're working with a red. For yellows, we're going to emphasize contribution, connection, community. Again, super important for them. For the blue personality, keep it lively. We're going to be expressive. It's emotionally fun. And that is, even in a bad situation, we can still make it fun by turning that corner. It's like, you know what? The best part is now you get to choose what is going to fit you and your family the best and how you live here, how you function. And then, of course, for greens, we're going to build the case logically and we're going to structure with structure and with patience. So that is the green personality. So, because remember, the subconscious brain buys familiarity. When your energy matches theirs, their brain feels safe, and safety feels like yes. So that is how to quickly recognize. So now, sometimes what you need to know is they could be a combination. So when the buyer types collide, even in a home where one person says, let's do it, and the other says, oh man, I'm going to need more time. That's not conflict. A lot of times it's just personality dynamics. So I'm going to give you three different combinations of potential combinations. Of course, there's the options are endless, but you know, people can have more than one personality type in themselves, but one of them is going to be dominant. Or you can be, you know, working with homeowners who they're very different personality types that have come together. So what happens with a red and a green? The driver wants speed, the engineer wants certainty. So we've got to balance both and then lead confidently but respect detail. So we're not racing to the bottom line. If they were just red, we've got to respect the details along the way. In fact, even in these conversations, you can reference both of them. So, okay, we're totally going to get to the bottom line. In order to get there, it sounds like, you know, person number two, we need to fill in some details before we get there. Is that right? Yes. So we're speaking to both of them directly in a way that fits their personality types once you are able to figure these out. Another combination that we see really often is yellows and blues together. They're both social. They're both emotional. The conversation flows, but you've got to anchor it into structure. And so, and then it totally works out. The more you practice this, the more that you're aware of these conversations, the more it's just going to start to flow for you. And then another common combination is blue and green, emotion versus logic. We're going to, so the way you handle this is tell a story, but then support it with data. So when personalities collide, you're not the referee, you're the translator. So speak each person's emotional language so everyone feels understood. So emotional fluency is really what we're after here. And so the more that you're able to be emotionally fluent, now it's going to equal sales mastery. So fluency is the real skill, the ability to read emotion, adjust tone, and make people feel seen. What's the classic Zig Ziglar used to say? Everyone has a sign over their head that says, make me feel special. So in these conversations, it's super important. So sales isn't about changing who you are. It's about showing the best version of yourself that everyone can connect to. And that's so when you adapt the communication to how their brain processes trust, now what's happening is we're moving from selling to synchronizing. That's where influence really becomes effortless because now we can speak their language in the way that they hear it. So, you know, every buyer is broadcasting their signal. When you learn to listen between the words, listen between the lines, I say, you stop chasing the stale. We start really start to guiding the decision. Because adaptation isn't manipulation, it's just mastery. Like I said, it's conversational awareness. You don't have the same types of conversations you have with the guys in the warehouse as you do with the people in the front office. It's the same thing here. And so situational awareness is super crucial when you understand who you are working with. So a quick recap here. Red, results and control. Yellow, connection, purpose, and contribution. Blue, fun and emotional experience, and then green is logic, structure, and proof. So, that's the episode. I hope this is helpful today. If it's helped you see buyers differently, share this with your team. This framework really changes everything. It's your cheat code for being able to get to that moment of rapport much, much quicker in your appointments. So, if this has helped you, and you've gotten value from this, I would love if you left me a 5-star review. Go to Google, find Close It Now, leave me a review there, leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can review in, so at iHeart, actually we're on iHeart now, and go to YouTube, like and subscribe, and so and go join the Facebook group. I've got a ton of content in there, a ton of training in there. It's a great group of people that we're supportive and we lift each other up. So if you want to know more about sales training, go to closeitnow.net. You can email me, sam@closeitnow.net, to learn more about the coaching and also coming to your location to train your team directly. And then also, of course, we've got Door to Door Institute. Number one, if you want to grab your free guerrilla marketing guide, go to door2doorinstitute.com. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. You can get your free copy of the Guerrilla Marketing Guide to help you get into your community and create brand awareness in a way that you cannot do any other way. Get in that community because those leads will come to you around the clock, around the year, without having to spend a dime online. And those are the companies that are winning across the country. And, you know, all of this is really just the bigger picture here. The better that you understand how to communicate with people, increase your communication skills, that truly is what it takes to become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.